Here we are in New Bern, North Carolina, 1944 on this rainy day. You can hear the workers chopping away. We are now entering camp. Lined with barbed wire, the 5 million square feet area is full of dust, making the smell gnarly. The motorized freckles cause the living to be miserable.
Hi, you there. I've arrived at Glen Burnie today. We're interviewing one of New Bern's prisoners of war. This camp has been here since 1939. Everyone, meet von Gunter Cornelius Hauschmitz.
Von's good, cool cat.
Von tells me he comes from the Nazi Italian army and is native to Germany.
Yes, actually, I was recruited from Potsdam, Germany, and I was captured from Mussolini's army in Tunisia, Africa.
That is horrifying. Von, tell me about your family.
I had a family. Before I was recruited for the army, they both were captured, and now I'm assuming that they have passed away at the concentration camp.
I am tremendously sorry for your loss. How did they end up in camp?
It all started when they knocked upon my door that dreary day. I knew I should have kept it locked, but they came and took her away. I realized this to my dismay. I tried to hide little Finn. They opened the door anyway. And then that moment they took away what mattered to me the most that day. Little Finn and Vanessa were gone.
Very touching. When did this tragedy occur?
On December 8th, 1934.
Let's change the subject. What do you do here on the daily?
Well, I work in the factories, working with steel, creating materials for the Allies. It's difficult, but if I don't cook with gas, then the punishment is soon to come.
What would the punishment look like if all your work wasn't as desired by the head of the camp?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I do my best to do what's right, but when this happened to my friend, he seemed very, very sore the next day. I'm guessing some type of extra manual labor in order to help out the troops.
That is very interesting. Is there anything that is considered fun around here?
Well, sometimes me and my buds will go throw around a football if there's any daylight left.
I see.
Attention all, dinner time.
That sounds familiar.
Thank you for your time, Vaughn, and the best of luck with your journey.
As Vaughn smells meat, he runs to the dining hall. After a long day of work, this is what many prisoners would do.
Smells yummy.
Right, that is cool, Cat. Let's get in line before it's all gone.
Would you like green beans?
Yes. Wait, Vanessa. Oh my god, Vanessa.
Finn, come now. Daddy is here. At this moment, they both realize that after so many years of searching and sadness, the war brings together many tragedies. It also brings small victories, as Vaughn has finally found his wife he thought was lost forever.
Everyone told me to lose hope and get over it because you had passed, but I never lost hope in you.